The Trump administration announced that it is renovating the Rose Garden outside the West Wing of the White House. The work is expected to be completed later this summer, and the project is being overseen by First Lady Melania Trump. One of her predecessors, Jackie Kennedy, helped design the garden we know today. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
There are many rose gardens, but in Washington at least, there is only one, capital R, capital G, rose garden. Stuart McLaurin is president of the White House Historical Association.
Well, it's one of the few spaces at the White House that I think most Americans know both by name and by sight. You say the Rose Garden at the White House, and it brings back presidential daughters' weddings and state dinners, ceremonies held there.
Patricia, you repeat after me, looking at Edward. I, Patricia, take thee, Edward, to be my wedded husband.
That was the ceremony in June 1971 when President Nixon's daughter Tricia married Edward Cox in the Rose Garden. McLaurin says the current design of the garden dates back 10 years earlier to the Kennedy administration.
President Kennedy wanted an outdoor room to the White House where he could have events, which are very familiar to us now, but at the time there were not. There were flowers in the Rose Garden. There had been vegetables there. President Kennedy was the first to envision that row of steps that we are now familiar with, where the president will come out of the Oval Office and address people or participate in a ceremony in the Rose Garden. But that was President Kennedy's idea.
There had been other gardens at the site, at least as far back as the Theodore Roosevelt administration. Edith Wilson reworked that garden to include roses. When Kennedy became president, McLaurin says he called on a family friend, Rachel Lambert Mellon, known as Bunny, to help with the design.
They pirated some saucer magnolias from the down by the Jefferson Memorial and brought those to the White House. It's just become a wonderful space. And of course, over the years, the flowers have changed a bit, but all presidents and first ladies since the Kennedys have been able to use it as an outdoor room of the White House. In fact, there have been 8 state dinners held out in the Rose Garden since the Johnson administration.
The most recent state dinner was hosted by President Trump, who's made frequent use of the garden for bill signings, COVID briefings, and news conferences. He's said to favor the outdoor lighting there. Political science professor Lori Cox Hahn at Chapman University, who has written on women and politics, says the Rose Garden Project is a chance for the White House to highlight Melania Trump.
This is an opportunity for her to do something that's very traditional for a first lady, because Rose Gardens really are connected to First Ladies, probably maybe even more than how presidents use them. So this is an opportunity for her to get some attention for something that is probably mostly uncontroversial, although where the Trump presidency is concerned, everything seems to have some controversy, depending on who you're talking to.
The renovation Melania Trump is overseeing is being funded by private donations. It includes making the garden compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. There will be drainage improvements and new lighting, as well as better connections for broadcast coverage of events there. The White House says there will be some new plantings as well, including more roses. Brian Naylor, NPR News.